I made the time Friday to go to the first Friday art reception over at the Kenai Visitor Center, and I am so glad that I did. Now, I have known Jesse Gakko because I see him work out at the fitness place, but I didn't know he was an artist, and I walked in and actually my eyes just grew. I have seen many art shows over the last 50 years here at the center, and Jesse, this is truly a broad-based, unique presentation that nobody should miss. I mean, you got a pretty good turnout here tonight, but if people hear this interview, they're going to want to come over to the center. Unfortunately, you won't be here for them to meet, and that's the best part about the reception is we get to meet the artist. Tell me where you're from, Jesse.
I'm from southern part of the Philippines. It's near to Indonesia, so almost to Indonesia. It's a really small town where I grew up.
And how did you get interested in art?
Oh, sorry.
How did you get interested in doing this form of art?
I did, when I'm growing up, I was a kid, I loved drawings, and I couldn't afford to buy toys, so I'm making my own toys. So I think that's where it started to become, you know, artsy. And
my goodness, and again, if you can't see what I'm seeing, so understand it's hard to ask questions about this because I've never seen anything like it before. The photographs are amazing. You're a tremendous photographer, and the framing work is beautiful. But then there is something here that you tell me is called string art, which I have no idea how many hours, how many strings. There is a picture, there is a portrait of a fox, and it's all string. How did you do that?
I just did, I just bought some pictures online so I could print it in a big poster size, and then I just put some nails on the, on each line. So, and then the colors of the threads are just use my imagination to.
How many hours did it take, say, to do the fox?
Oh, that fox. So I'm working full time, so it took me almost a year.
A year. How many hours a day working on it?
Sometimes 2 to 3 hours a day.
Now, is it a technique that you developed? Because I'm thinking just the tension of the string in order to get the curves and the depth and the feeling that you have gotten out of this, it's tremendous.
Oh, thank you.
And okay, are these pieces available for sale?
Yes, it's for sale, and some of them are not for sale for now because it got ruined from packing before, so the threads are coming out. So, yeah.
And each piece is one of a kind?
Yes.
All original. If you want something very unique for your home or office or a commercial building, I can't imagine that you're not going to want to buy these pieces, and they may be sold before you get here, so you want to come over. Jesse, thank you for coming to Alaska. And your plans for the future, are you going to have other showings?
Oh, yes, for sure. I would love to have more art shows around Alaska. Last year, I have art show in Palmer. So, and then next, this summer in June at Kaladi Coffee Shop.
Now, with Joanne Fabrics going out of business, where are you going to get all your thread?
Oh.
You're online, I'll bet.
I'm not buying online because I want to see the threads. So there's some stores around town still. So, yeah.
How many miles of thread are in some of these pieces?
I think it's 100 miles already.
100 miles. Jesse, you are an outstanding artist, and thank you for putting this art show here. And if you don't want to miss it, come over. It'll be running all month of March here at the Kenai Visitor and Cultural Center. I'm Earl Sikorsky, returning you to that well-threaded sound of KSRM.